This is totally a glass of wine that made me do this. I had no plan. I will say that I was inspired about the Who story because I went to an all-girls Catholic school in New Jersey, and the Who, the boys were all on one side of the school, and the girls were all on the other side of the school. The boys were taught by brothers, and the girls were taught by nuns. And one of the brothers was inspired, and he started, it was about 1972, 73, and he decided that he would start inviting some rock groups into our gym to, this is Scotch Plains, New Jersey, and he invited the Who, and we actually saw the Who in our gym on the stage in Scotch Plains, New Jersey, and I will never forget the looks on the nuns' faces as they broke their instruments on the stage, and they did, they really did. It was amazing. The other story that comes to mind in terms of our town, I grew up in Springfield, New Jersey, and raised my children in Fairfield County, but they were all born in New Jersey. And when my second son, Justin, was about 3 years old, the idea that was coming out among the young parents was that you needed to give the correct words to the kids. No more of this poopy and pee-pee stuff anymore. You know, you have to give the correct words to kids. You know, I mean, they need to know the words for everything. And so I was really trying to be the correct mother. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to try to do that. So I was in the bathroom, and my son was probably, I don't know, 2-3 years old, and he walked into the bathroom while I was in the bathroom, and he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Urinating." And he said, "I'm not urinating." That's the end of my story.